I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This month marks the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The arrests of hundreds of Christians seem to coincide with the run-up to the milestone. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says it wasn't by coincidence. But what threat does the government see in Christians?
The evangelicals are considered a national security threat inside Iran. It appears the end game is to eliminate the threat for the sake of their longevity.
Because despair and disillusionment are rampant, hope has an irresistible pull. Iran is 40 years into a theocracy called the Islamic Republic, but it seems there's a growing crisis of faith. To that end,
pray for Iranian government officials to end the harassment of Christian converts. Pray for God to give strength and perseverance to persecuted Christians across Iran.
And on Friday, Transworld Radio marked its 65th year in ministry. In 1954, TWR aired its first ever broadcast from Tangier in North Africa. Today, President and CEO of TWR, Lauren Libby, says,
first of all, we're still in broadcast. We have 21 transmitting locations around the globe, high power transmitters of anywhere from 200,000 to 500,000 to 1,000,000 watts. And we talk to a potential listening audience on the air of 4.2 billion people each and every day. And then globally, digitally, we talk to about 40,000 to 50,000 people on our app, TWR 360, every day.
TWR says thank you to all those who've labored beside them to reach the world with the gospel. More at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.